In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, to whom is the glory forever and ever. Amen. May God bless the month of Kiyak for all of us, that we benefit from it. And give me the word of understanding for your benefit, because God knows the needs of every person in the church. And we as servants, we pray that God would give us in our mouth and our thoughts what you need to hear, not what we want to say. And we count on God that He, by the power of the Holy Spirit, He can translate and He can modify and He can interpret as the word being said what every person needs for his comfort. Speaking of comfort, it's a very good point to start with it, the passage of the Gospel, which is from the Gospel of our teacher St. Luke, the Evangelist, the pure apostle, from verse 39 to verse 56. And we know that the month of Kiyak covers the four, its four Sundays cover the whole chapter 1 of St. Luke, St. Luke's Gospel. The outset of the psalm that the church has planned to put for us today, that mercy and truth have met together. There's an intersection between the two, and they meet at the point of the coming of Christ, at St. Mary accepting the Lord and St. Mary knowing of her kinswoman being pregnant. And the Bible is telling us, or the psalm is telling us, at Psalm 84, which is one of the psalms of the sixth hour that the priest is assigned to read and to pray every liturgy. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth has sprung out of the earth, and righteousness has looked down from heaven. And we see here the meeting between the Lord Jesus Christ and St. John the Baptist. And we can see that mercy and truth, although they meet in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, that He wants to fulfill our salvation through mercy. But we see also two personalities meeting together. St. John the Baptist, who would be very strict, very straight arrow because of his short service. He will not have time to debate too much with the people, who will give them the message for salvation and the message for repentance, because he's preparing the word and he's preparing the way for the one who is greater than him, our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is the glory. So in the person of St. Mary meeting St. Elizabeth, we see that mercy, our Lord Jesus Christ, is meeting together with the one who will speak the truth very strictly, very straightforward, to a multitude of people to bring them back to the Lord, to prepare them for the coming of Christ. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. We see this also in the meeting of St. John the Baptist being, after lots of time of quiet, maybe 300 years of quiet, no communication between heaven and earth. The Lord is in the fullness of time, He's coming, and then the beginning or the knocking of the day of history comes when Archangel Gabriel appears to Zacharias to tell him about the coming of St. John the Baptist. And that's why we don't celebrate really the birth of St. John the Baptist. We focus mainly on Christ and the Mother of God as a Mother of Christ in the month of Kiyak. St. John the Baptist, his birth and his departure has another day in the year. So the month of Kiyak, we're not focusing on St. John the Baptist, we're focusing on the preparation of the way of coming for the Lord. And that's why the psalm says, mercy and truth have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Verse 1 of the Gospel says, and this is the first point we want to ponder on, St. Mary went out in haste. In haste, as soon as she heard, she didn't lag. She went and served. And I hope all of us would have this attitude, that I don't live for myself, I live for others. You are the salt of the earth. And if the salt loses its flavor, what is it good for? It is good for nothing except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. The salt, because before the invention of refrigeration, was used to preserve the meat. And if the salt doesn't have any flavor, it will not be able to preserve the meat. It is good for nothing except to be thrown out. So the salt needs its flavor in order to preserve another thing. Your flavor is what preserves another person from falling, is what makes you act quickly when you hear that somebody else is in need. Was the trip easy? No, it says in the mountains or in the hill country. Now Mary arose in those days and went out into the hill country with haste. The point number two that may God send us to ponder on, the greeting that happened. She entered in verse 40 and she greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Saint Mary, the baby leaped with joy in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Saint Mary was not a priest, and we don't have women priests. God in his design gave this office to the men. It doesn't mean that the women, when they speak to one another, they are not able to bestow rejuvenation of the Holy Spirit. They will not bestow giving the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given into a sacrament or through the work of the unseen work of the mystery in the church. However, because the Holy Spirit is sealed inside each one of us, why can't be the greeting of women to one another and the conversation of women with one another, as well as men with one another, as male spouses with one another, is not a reason for the Holy Spirit to be rejuvenated? How more beautiful than when the husband speaks to the wife and the wife speaks to the husband, that the Holy Spirit is ignited, is increased more and more through the actions and the talk between both of them. Why not the talk between the husband and the wife to become mercy and truth have met together, and righteousness and peace have kissed one another? It's not impossible. The Holy Spirit is already inside both of them, and the Holy Spirit has made both of them one unit, one flesh, no longer becoming two, but one flesh, and what God had put together, let no man separate. But you see these two women greeting one another, just the greeting of Saint Mary, as was said, when there is no priesthood given to women, and it will not be, but the Lord gave Saint Mary just saying hello to Elizabeth, or greeting to you, or peace be with you, that Elizabeth was filled by the Holy Spirit just by the greeting of Saint Mary, because the Lord has not sealed the Holy Spirit in anyone yet. So he gives it and it can be leaving the person, but for a purpose. It filled Elizabeth with the Holy Spirit, and Saint John the Baptist became kind of ordained through his mother, through the greeting of Saint Mary to her, who rushed to serve him, to serve her, has been ordained by the Lord to do the work which is preparing the way for him. When the Holy Spirit works, we hear some words, good words coming out. When the Holy Spirit stops working, we hear the human words coming out. So let's see the divine words coming out from these two ladies, which is can be repeated over history between any two ladies speaking. Then she spoke out with a loud voice. Elizabeth started shouting or crying out. What did she say? Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? How did you know? How did you know that Saint Mary is pregnant? It was not revealed to Elizabeth, to Saint Elizabeth, excuse me, that Saint Mary was pregnant. But this is what, when somebody who is in touch with God all the time, he can tell what's going on. Something happened to her. She felt that Holy Spirit. She felt the baby doing something inside her. So she immediately was able to perceive Saint Mary is not alone. Saint Mary is a carrier, a holy carrier of the Lord. Do you have that effect on people? You carry Christ, by the way. You carry Christ after communion. And you carry God, the Holy Spirit, for the Spirit is the Lord, as St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians. You carry him all the time. هَمَلَكُوتِ السَّمَوَاتِ فِينَ. Behold, the kingdom of heaven is inside you. So you should have the effect of Saint Mary on people. You should have the effect. But the problem is that I am not in touch with God. But I want to be. The Lord will said, the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. And if you feel yourself you're far from God, tell yourself in St. Luke 19, the Lord has come to save those who have perished. Yani if you're already perished, God is for you. And he says, the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. He didn't say the one who comes to me pure. He didn't say the one who comes to me fasting. He didn't say the one who comes to me repentant. The one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. Just go. Just go. And the Lord will do the rest. Just be in the presence of Christ. Just be in the presence of the church. Take communion. Tell God, I can't repent. I don't know how to love you enough. Teach me how to love you, and he will teach you how to love him. Without me, you cannot do anything. And there is nothing impossible with God. And remember, if you have perished, God has come to those who have perished. God is there for you. Imagine of him as a doctor who, when he gets an emergency, he leaves all of the regular checkups. Somebody coming for a physical, no, wait. I have an emergency. I have somebody whom I need to save. That's you. That's you and I. God has come to save those who have already perished. لَأْتِ لِيُقْخَلَّصْ مَنْ قَدْ هَلَكَ. St. Mary responded to this by a prayer, and maybe this should be your homework at home. I'll just give you a glimpse of it. St. Mary did not just say these words out of vacuum. She was a very well-versed in the Old Testament. She almost repeated the words of Hannah, the mother of Samuel. But let's see what St. Mary said first. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. St. Mary did not have immaculate conception. She also was under. She was not immaculate. She needed salvation. She said, God my Savior. God also, I need to be saved. I am inheriting corruption as every human being did. For he has regarded the lowly estate of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, not because of me, but because God is coming out of her. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And you can say the same thing, because God who dwelt in St. Mary is dwelling in you. He himself is with the Holy Spirit in you. He himself will communion just in a matter of an hour, will be inside all of us. We see Hannah the prophetess, or Hannah the mother of Samuel, in chapter 2 of 1 Samuel. I'll read, it's in Arabic here, so I'll try to as much as I can to translate it. In verse 4, as St. Mary says that he brought the mighty men off their thrones and he raised the humble ones, she says in verse 4, the bows of the mighty men have broken, and the weak ones have girded themselves with power. Those who are filled are going to need bread, but those who are hungry are going to be satisfied. That the barren gives birth to 7, and the one with many children will go weary. And then she says at the end, in verse 8, the Lord gets up the weak person from dust and raises up the poor one from the dunghill to sit with the mighty of the people. لأنه ليس بالقوة يغلب إنسان. For not with power the person overcomes. Remember this. For not with power the person overcomes. Those who are enemy to the Lord will be broken. Out of heaven he will thunder on them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth, and he will give mighty and kingdom to his king, and he will raise the horn of his anointed. The same theme, it's in chapter 2 of 1 Samuel. It is very, very, very nice exercise to just compare it with what St. Mary prayed. And that shows that St. Mary, when she says something, it doesn't come out of vacuum. She's not just the Holy Spirit dwells in her and she starts speaking. It comes because she has some material that she read. The Holy Spirit needs something inside you to work with. As exactly when you go to the test, to an exam, if you haven't studied, the Lord will not do a miracle to make you succeed. study, do your best, and he will do the rest of the work to retain the information, to give you calmness in the exam, to give you assurance, to give you quietness, to give you help. I remember in engineering school, sometimes some of the problems were reserved to get for to get a imtiaz, yani, to get distinction in the subject. And believe me, just because of prayer to open what is problematic with this problem, God would send the idea. Do your part. Give God some material to work with. Saint Mary had material to work with. So when the Holy Spirit came on her and she saw that event, she was able to speak with what she has been studying. And she comes out with this prayer about God raising the lowly and putting down those who think they are filled. Unknown ladies, completely unknown ladies. They are not related to Pharisees. They are not exalted in any way. Saint Mary, if you look at her, nobody will give her a second look. She's just completely low. And she became the mother of God. She wanted to live a virgin. She had no. She wanted to live in the temple all her life. Come out of here, okay, I'll come out of here. Take this man as your betrothed person, okay, I'll take this man. Go to Egypt, okay, I'll go to Egypt. Come here, come back. Everything, yes, 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 yes. She didn't say no about anything. And that's the person that God can work with. The third point, I discussed it very quickly. When the ladies meet, they can really find topics that could remove the Holy Spirit away. I'm not saying ladies or men or any couple meet. And they can find topics, or any youth, or any two people when they interact. Or they can find topics that make the Holy Spirit ignite in both of them. So may God give you in any meeting with somebody, tell this yourself, when two or three gather in my name, I will be what? I will be there in their midst. Is my meeting with somebody through text or through email or through a person, is my meeting with somebody, the Lord is watching this? Because what is said hidden will be said from the housetops. The text that I'm sending in the judgment day, if it's something wrong with it, it will be displayed over the whole world, past and present and future. Am I ashamed of anything writing in my emails, in my conversations, in my bedrooms, in my talks, in my phone calls, in anything? When this is known in public, will I be ashamed of it or not? And if I am, very simple solution. Go and confess and repent and refrain from doing it again. Christianity is very simple. Going back to God is very easy. St. Paul says in chapter 10 of Romans, Al-Kalima Qariba min Famak, the word is very close to your mouth. Just say it. The last thing, what the Lord has done, since St. Mary took care of him, since St. Mary was obedient, at the very end, on the cross, he did not forget her. In St. John chapter 19, verse 25, as you, St. Mary, took care of Elizabeth when she needed somebody to take care of her, and you went and helped her, and you went and served her, although you're higher than her, because you're the mother of God, and she's the mother of a human, no matter how great that human is, but you're the mother of God. Your son is God. At the end, when that son is now on the cross and St. Mary is crushed, she's not just seeing him dying a normal death, she's seeing him dying as a criminal, she's seeing him dying as the religious leaders are making fun of him, and she's sitting at the cross just sobbing. Her son is dying bit by bit in front of her. Verse 26, when Jesus Christ saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from this hour, the disciple took her to his own. Saint Mary, the Lord will not forget you. Very simple thing you did. You left your home, your comfort, and you went to serve an elderly lady through the mountains. At the very end, when he sees you, he is going to assign you to his beloved disciple. St. John And after you depart, you have a place reserved for you right next to his throne in heaven forever and ever. Through the intercession of Saint Mary, may God grant us the forgiveness of our sins and to serve one another and to watch out what we say when we gather together and to really know that the Lord who is in Saint Mary, he was born from her, but the same Lord will be in all of us through the power of the holy body and holy blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is the glory, was his good Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen.